At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Veronique de Rougy of the Mercatus Center to help me understand a story that she knows very well now because she's the mother of a college student, a freshman college student in Virginia. However, this turns on the fundamentals of the United States as a country, I learn. Constitution of the United States, First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press. Okay. Veronique, a very good evening to you. I learned from a recent posting that you put up that today at college campuses and elsewhere, I'm going to imagine, there are troubles being answered by the Alumni Free Speech Alliance. What is the Alumni Free Speech Alliance? How do you see it functioning, given that you're watching universities very closely now because you have your daughter there? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the alliance is made of five alumni groups: Davidson College, Princeton, University of Virginia, and University of Washington, and Lee. In response to the illiberalism that we see in university and higher education right now, in terms of speech. And basically, it is a commitment to fight against the tendency that we see right now to repress speech in universities.
Repress speech in universities. Now, the puzzle coming to this way outside universities, the First Amendment applies to the Congress. Congress shall make no laws. What I'm learning from your posting is that on college campuses or university campuses, it's citizens suppressing speech by other citizens. Is that how to regard this, including suppressing speech by university members, faculty members, by students, and in all directions? Now, I suppose that can escape the First Amendment, but you identify this illiberalism as practiced by both the right and the left. The left I can see. There are certain remarks these days. It's called cancel culture. How is the right practicing illiberalism on college campuses?
Yeah, so you're right that, for instance, when it comes to actually the respect of free speech by government, we've been very, very successful, let's say in the last 50 years or 60 or whatever, but especially since the 80s, at actually fighting in the court for viewpoint neutrality, meaning that, for instance, a religious group would be allowed to use a public university library to have a religious club or things like this, which was not a given before the 80s. And the 80s and the 90s have been tremendous success in having free speech litigators like David French and others in fighting for basically the extending the jurisprudence of free speech to pretty much everyone, or at least as much as possible. But what is happening right now is something slightly different, which is that we are losing the culture of free speech. In universities, independently of whether they were public or private, there was this understanding that these were places where ideas would be debated, where any idea could be put on the table to be, you know, demolished by intellectual adversaries. And it was a place where you could debate everything. And from that debate, basically knowledge would grow and information would be disseminated, bad ideas would disappear. And now, and so what we saw is that for a long time, students and faculty had to be protected from university administrator who wanted to restrain their speech. But now you see actually students who are demanding from those administrators that they oppress the speech of other. And this is just a very, very big and significant switch, shift away from this culture of free speech. And it's more worrisome because it's really at a place that represents usually the ultimate place where ideas should be debated.
The puzzle here is that the old-fashioned understanding that anything that is censored becomes extremely popular, anything that is banned. Banned in Boston was the joke in the 20th century. It worked very successfully to sell lots of copies of unreadable books such as Ulysses. I failed to get past the first chapters of that genius work. However, today what I understand is all political persuasions are banning other political persuasions. Is that what's going on at university? There's always somebody who's ready to speak to say that you can't say that. Is that what's going on?
Yes, there's a lot of that going on, and it is true that it's mostly left-wing students just basically saying that some speakers, mostly right-wingers, are offensive, they're being triggered, their words are violence, and then they should not be heard on campus. They need to be protected against this form of speech, and the only way to be protected is to ban the speech. So that's a lot of what is happening. And it's happening at a really kind of impressive rate. It's all over the newspaper, for instance, that the University of Chicago, Dorian Abbott, who is a scientist, a respected scientist, was supposed to give a lecture at MIT, a pretty prestigious lecture series. And because a few weeks or months before, he had written something about merits and that his political views did not suit the views of the students at MIT, they bullied the administrators and they rescinded the invitation to this professor. Now he's talking at Princeton today at 4:30 instead. So it means that there are some people who are standing up against this nonsense. But it is happening, and some people have lost their jobs. There's been some violence on campus. It's been pretty, amazing to see.
And where we're going with this is a direction. Let's get back to what you know about student at university. Are the young people at universities, the 18 and 19-year-olds, are they fearful that they will be canceled or censored? Or do they regard this as the games of administrators?
Yes. My daughter just started at UVA. UVA is one of the universities who signed onto the alumni alliance. And UVA actually also has issued a statement like Chicago University about its commitment to free speech, along with another 81 institutions, which is a good thing, but why not all of them? And when she went to UVA, she was worried, and I was worried too, because she has pretty different views than most kids, and so I was just telling her, be careful what you say and where you say it. And that said, Jonathan Rauch at Brookings actually gave her the advice to say, be careful, but always stand up for your ideas. This is the best way. It remains that the best way to fight bad ideas is with good ideas. And disengaging entirely is not a good thing.
Veronique Qureshi is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.